All right. What's up? So I wanted to go over something with you guys. Show you something, right? And what I wanted to show you is this guy right here. There we go. Stay in focus. So I showed these things off. These are the replacements to the what was called the SS Pro Audio 6.5, which stands for Stamp Steel. These are now the SS Neo 6.5 Pro Audio speakers. This would be our entry level ones. And so it's still the Stamp Steel guy frame. Everything else we have is cast, but now with the Neo motor, did a couple other things with it also. Oh, if I could show you. Anyways, so what do you get? You get the box, right? So then we, not like, people are like, oh my God. Brian Weiss did all the packaging for this. Amazing job, dude. Although I haven't tested that. Pretty sure it works. Open it up. You get your, I'm going to get better at making this stuff work. You get your DC Audio sticker, right, for the car. Piece of cardboard. Excellent packaging. Keep the thing safe. Open it up. They're sold individually. 4 ohms or 8 ohm, right? Just gonna leave that right there. So, what to tell you about this guy? So, the whole idea behind this speaker when we first came out with it was to make something that fit in a lot of things. Something was that wasn't huge, got really, really loud. So that's when we made the first ferrite version of it. The motor on it was huge, but sounded great. So now, next version of it. Smaller motor, Neo, changed out the, there we go, the terminals on it, phase plug, and a little bit different sound. So this guy right here, I think I said it, they come in 4 or 8 ohm. The frequency response on this guy is going to be 100 down to 150 hertz, up to 10 kilohertz. It's got a 5.7 inch cutout for this guy to drop in there. Mounting depth on it is going to be 2.6 inches. The motor itself is 3 inches. I don't have the measurement on me what it is from the back of the frame to the motor, but like I said, it fits in most stuff. What is something that's going to be like if you have these right now, how much do these cost? So they're definitely a little bit more money than the old ones were. The old ones, actually, I don't even remember what the old ones were. Some of you might be able to say what they were. These ones right here, they're $64.99 each. And what can you expect when you get this thing? Like if you pull out your other ones and you put these ones on or in. So what you can expect is a stronger vocal and a higher and stronger upper registry out of this thing. If you play this next to the ferrite one, you're going to find that the ferrite one has a little bit more lows to it. This one's going to be a little bit more vocal on the highs, a little bit more pronounced. And so why is that something that you'd want or a reason to change over to this guy? So most of us, if you're like a DC Audio fan, customer, you probably have plenty of bass. And you're getting these for the vocals and for the highs, things of that nature. So that's why when we redesigned this thing, we went with something that was going to be something better off on the vocal side of it. So that's going to be what you notice on this thing. But anyways, you can pick this up at any of the DC Audio dealers. Check the stores. If the stores don't have it, they can order it for you. Any of the online guys that are a DC Audio dealer can get it for you. We also have it at dcsoundlab.com. You can get it there. But anyways, this is it. There we go. All right. It's so confusing how everything's just backwards. Anyways, I'll put a link in there to the DC website on where you can get it. But like I said, if you got a favorite place that you like to shop DC Audio, buy it there, support the dealers. Well, yeah, that's all I got. Hopefully you found this somewhat informational. I don't know. Feel free to leave any comments below. All right. Have a good day.